Welcome to our deep dive into A Sliver of Infinity by David Noel Lynch.
Not to be confused with the film director.
Right, not the the film director David Lynch.
Exactly, this is David Noel Lynch.
In his book, Lynch explores the profound implications of his death experience.
And it's important to clarify, this wasn't a near-death experience.
Right, an actual death experience.
He actually died.
Yeah, and then his subsequent, you know, decades-long quest to understand consciousness and the universe.
It's really a journey of exploration into these big questions.
Exactly. And in this deep dive, we're going to unpack some of the really mind-bending concepts from the book.
Like the Nowell equation and axiom, which Lynch developed to try to explain his experience and the universe's emergence.
So Lynch's journey starts with a pretty jarring experience.
Yeah, it really shakes him to his core.
He describes a peaceful separation from his physical body, but while retaining full awareness of the world around him.
It completely contradicted his materialistic worldview at the time.
It makes you question everything you thought you knew.
Exactly. And it ignited this burning question in him.
Which was?
How could he perceive the physical world while seemingly detached from his physical form?
It's a question that has haunted philosophers and scientists for centuries.
And in a way, it's the driving force behind this entire book.
So this single question, right, fueled his deep dive into philosophy and science.
And even theology.
He was searching for a language to express his experience.
A way to make sense of the seemingly impossible.
And he even turned to photography as a means of exploring the nature of reality.
Particularly his work with Rorschach reflections.
Rorschach reflections.
Yes, he used these inkblot images and their reflections to delve into the idea of multiple interacting realities.
So it's like looking into a mirror that reflects not just your image.
But countless other realities.
All intertwined.
Exactly, a multi-layered reality.
Which is a pretty mind-blowing concept when you think about it.
It challenges our perception of what's real.
Right, so his exploration of these Rorschach reflections suggests that our reality might just be one sliver of a much larger interconnected reality.
A sliver of infinity.
Now let's unpack the Nowell equation.
Which is Lynch's attempt to explain the very birth of the universe.
He describes it as,
the emergence of the universe is the precipitation of chaos through the evaporation of control. That little tidbit is important.
We'll get to that in a second.
He envisions this celestial distillery.
A distillery.
It's an analogy to help visualize this complex process.
Okay, so in this celestial distillery, primordial chaos condenses into the ordered structures we observe.
And that residual warmth from this process, the leftover energy.
That's where the 3K comes in.
Exactly. It's what we detect as the 3-degree Kelvin cosmic microwave background radiation.
So like the universe started as this chaotic soup.
And as control evaporated, order emerged.
Leaving behind a faint cosmic echo.
Precisely.
Now building on this is the Noellian axiom.
Represented as C+T+C+.
This looks like a mathematical formula.
It is, but it's more of a conceptual framework.
Okay, so help me break this down.
C and C plus representing the negative and positive speeds of light.
Aren't just about speed.
Right. They represent the limits of our perception, the edges of our window into the vastness of the universe.
So these are the boundaries.
And nestled between these boundaries symbolized by...
is the singular infinity.
The eternal present moment where everything converges.
So the axiom is trying to explain...
the dynamic interplay of creation and destruction, the past and future converging in the present.
It's like a cosmic dance.
A constant interplay of forces shaping the fabric of reality as we experience it.
Which brings us to automaton and entropium.
Two key players in this cosmic dance.
So tell me more about these players.
Automaton is the source of emerging particle energy, a realm of pure potentiality.
Constantly generating new possibilities.
Lynch connects this to the idea of countless mini big bangs occurring at the fundamental level.
So creation, according to this view, is a continuous dynamic process.
Not a single event.
And what about entropium?
Entropium represents the opposite force, the attractor of dissolving wave energy.
Where structures break down and complexity gives way to simplicity.
Like ongoing mini big crunches throughout the universe.
A constant pull towards a state of undifferentiated chaos.
Exactly.
These concepts remind me of Brahma the creator and Shiva the destroyer in Hindu cosmology.
It's a similar idea of cyclical forces.
Just as Brahma and Shiva represent the eternal cycle of creation and destruction.
Automaton and entropium embody the forces shaping the universe, constantly pushing and pulling, emerging and dissolving.
And they meet in the singular infinity.
That point of convergence where the past and future collide.
Creating the dynamic present moment.
The sliver of reality we perceive.
Lynch uses the analogy of a window to describe our limited view of the universe.
Our observable universe, constrained by the speeds of light,
is like a window framing a much larger reality, a reality that may extend far beyond our current understanding.
And he suggests that the vastness beyond this window could be a realm of universal consciousness.
Which brings us to a mind-blowing concept called panpsychism.
Panpsychism proposes that consciousness is not limited to biological brains.
It might be a fundamental property of reality itself.
Imagine that.
What if everything from the smallest particle to the largest galaxy possesses some degree of consciousness?
It challenges our very notion of what it means to be conscious.
Our individual consciousnesses in this view could be localized expressions within a larger cosmic mind.
Like drops of water in a vast ocean.
So we are all connected.
In a way that we were only beginning to understand.
It's a truly awe-inspiring idea.
And one that has profound implications for how we view ourselves and the universe around us.
Lynch's work is an invitation to explore these possibilities, to open our minds to the vastness of what might be.
And to embrace the mystery of it all. He draws parallels to the Kabbalistic idea of tzimtzum.
Tzimtzum.
It describes a self-contraction of the divine to create space for the universe.
Like a stepping back of the infinite.
To allow for the finite to exist.
So Lynch suggests that this act of withdrawal is analogous to the speeds of light defining the boundaries of our reality.
C and C plus, those ultimate speed limits, could be seen as the very act of creation shaping the framework of space and time.
So these limitations, then, are not merely physical constraints, but fundamental aspects of the universe's structure.
The canvas upon which the cosmos unfolds.
I like that, the canvas upon which the cosmos unfolds.
Lynch emphasizes the interconnectedness of science, philosophy, and theology as pathways to understanding this grand canvas.
He doesn't see them as separate silos, right?
Exactly. They're complementary lenses through which we view the mysteries of existence.
Each offering a unique perspective.
And together they provide a more complete picture.
So he presents science as the cartographer, meticulously mapping the observable universe.
Within our window of perception.
Revealing the intricate workings of the physical world.
Within those boundaries.
Okay, so science is mapping what we can observe. What about theology?
Theology ventures beyond those boundaries.
It explores the realms beyond our direct perception.
Seeking meaning and purpose in the grand scheme of things.
And where does philosophy fit into all of this?
Philosophy acts as a bridge, a translator between the empirical data of science and the abstract concepts of theology.
It grapples with the big questions, right?
Exactly, weaving together the insights from science and theology to form a more holistic understanding of reality.
So Lynch's framework encourages us to embrace this multifaceted approach.
To recognize that each discipline offers valuable insights.
And that a complete picture emerges when we weave those insights together.
It's a call for intellectual humility, acknowledging the limitations of our current understanding while remaining open to the vast possibilities.
The vast possibilities that lie beyond.
So after exploring these diverse concepts, what does Lynch ultimately conclude about consciousness and its place in the universe?
Well, he leaves us with a thought-provoking possibility.
The existence of a universal consciousness, a cosmic mind of which our individual consciousnesses are just a part.
This resonates with the concept of panpsychism, right?
Exactly. The idea that consciousness is not limited to biological beings, but is woven into the fabric of reality itself.
Our individual minds, in this view, are like drops of water in a vast ocean.
Interconnected within a larger universal consciousness.
Imagine the implications of this idea.
Perhaps those moments of interconnectedness, we feel the sense of awe when we contemplate the vastness of the cosmos.
Our glimpses into this larger consciousness.
Hints of our connection to something far grander than ourselves.
Lynch urges us to continue exploring these ideas.
To use the combined lenses of science, philosophy, and theology, to delve deeper into the mysteries of existence.
He reminds us that the journey of understanding is ongoing.
An endless dance between the known and the unknown.
And his book serves as a testament to the power of personal experience as a catalyst for intellectual and spiritual exploration.
It's a reminder that the universe is filled with mysteries, and our quest for understanding is a lifelong endeavor.
Lynch's exploration challenges us to look beyond the limitations of our perceived reality, to consider the possibility that we are part of something far more vast and interconnected than we can currently imagine. Like, we've been handed this treasure map.
But instead of leading to buried goals,
it points towards a deeper understanding of ourselves.
And the universe.
the universe we inhabit.
It's a call to adventure.
Right, an invitation to explore these uncharted territories of consciousness and reality.
Lynch encourages us to ask the big questions.
Not to be afraid of the unknown.
And to find beauty in the mysteries.
Those mysteries that still elude our grasp.
He reminds us that the process of seeking
is just as important as finding answers.
It's about embracing the journey, the continuous exploration and expansion of our understanding.
And I think one of the most compelling aspects of A Sliver of Infinity
is how he weaves together personal experience,
scientific concepts, philosophical inquiry, spiritual exploration.
He doesn't shy away from the profound implications of his death experience.
He uses it as a springboard to delve into the deepest questions about existence.
The nature of reality, the meaning of life.
He shows us that it's possible to approach these big questions from multiple angles.
To use the tools of science, philosophy, and spirituality to illuminate different facets of the same truth.
And perhaps in doing so, we might catch a glimpse of that larger reality.
That interconnected web of consciousness that Lynch suggests might underpin our universe.
So as we conclude this deep dive,
I'm curious.
What are your takeaways from this exploration of David Noel Lynch's A Sliver of Infinity?
For me, it's the reminder that reality is far more fluid and mysterious than we often perceive it to be.
Our everyday experience, our sliver of infinity,
is just a small part of a much larger interconnected tapestry.
And within that tapestry
lies the potential for a level of consciousness and connection that we are only just beginning to grasp.
It's a humbling and awe-inspiring thought.
It invites us to approach life with a sense of wonder and an open mind.
We encourage you to continue your own exploration of these ideas.
To delve deeper into the concepts presented in A Sliver of Infinity.
And perhaps to see the world around you with fresh eyes.
Recognizing the mystery and the interconnectedness that lies beneath the surface of everyday experience.
Thank you for joining us on this deep dive into A Sliver of Infinity.
It's been a pleasure exploring these mind-bending concepts with you.
We hope you'll continue to ponder these ideas.
And perhaps even embark on your own journey of discovery.
Until next time, keep seeking, keep questioning,
and keep looking beyond the limits of the known.